I have Tamsin and Alyssa calling in. We're going to talk a bit about funerals and burials and all sorts of stuff that you normally hear in the quiet rooms of, say, a funeral parlour, but we're going to bring them out on air and open them up a bit. How are you, Tamsin?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, and Alyssa?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Greg. Thanks for the opportunity.
Now, you guys are calling in because you're in different spots at the moment. Alyssa's working from home, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah? And Tamsin is, slacking off today?
Well, I've got my four kids at home from school holidays. So.
Oh, yeah, school holidays.
As much as that's slacking.
Yeah, I don't think you ever get to slack off when you've got four kids.
No, that's right.
I think slacking off has been a long-forgotten memory for you.
Now, we're going to talk about this subject because everybody has to face it, whether it's for family, friends, and ultimately themselves. But the whole idea of burials and cremations and other alternative ways of dealing with our dearly departed. And there's a bit of a slow changes happening in the industry. And before we talk about current, back in 2000, cremations made up just over half the amount of ways of sort of burial of the deceased in Australia. In 2019, it was 65%, so it climbed. But then, was it Tamsin? You were telling me in 2020, it was just below 70% now.
Yeah, so it has gone up quite significantly.
Yeah, so big changes in, slow changes, but big ones in the attitude of how we can deal with the departed and having some friends in the funeral business. I sort of pick up on these trends as they go, but you have alternative methods that you want to talk about.
Yeah, we really do, because there is sort of a significant sidebar with the cremations going up, is that a lot of people believe cremation is an environmentally friendly option.
Yeah.
Instead of what we call conventional burials. And they are slightly more environmentally friendly than conventional burials are, but they're still very significantly not sustainable. That's sort of what we are trying to do, is come out and sort of tell everyone about the more sustainable options that are available for burials.
Okay.
And cremation.
And do you find these alternative methods are getting more accepted here in Australia?
Yeah, look, there's been a green burial movement going on for a couple of decades. Mostly it started overseas, and it's been really the last 10 years here. There's been so much work done by various people to make green burial and eco-friendly funerals more accessible to the general public. So we are quite behind in the green burial movement compared to places like the US and the UK, where they have lots of conservation burial grounds lots of options there, whereas here we have green burial sections within conventional conventional cemeteries.
Yeah.
And the difference there, so that's still great. That's a great option to have. But why we really want conservation burials is that's when you get like a piece of degraded land or forest, and you then protect and regenerate that area using the money from the burials. So the burials essentially aid the conservation of the area.
Right. Now, for those listeners who aren't up on this, what is a green burial as composed to an ordinary, you know, put them in a coffin, put them in the ground, all that sort of stuff? You know, what is the difference there?
Well, essentially, so with your conventional burials, you normally buried in a coffin about 6 foot down. The graves are usually concrete lined. There's a lot of plastic involved, a lot of chemicals involved, a lot of varnishes and upkeep of the cemetery, lawn cemeteries and stuff like that. So a green burial basically does away with nearly all of that. So you're usually buried in a shroud. Is the most eco-friendly one, but you can do like a pine coffin or a cardboard coffin. The grave is dug to 3 foot instead of 6 foot, because 3 foot's where all your microbes and insect life actually are. They don't exist down at 6 foot deep. And then there's also no plastic, no non-biodegradable materials at all, like satin or anything like that, or polyesters, no chemicals. And just very, you know, the land is just left to regenerate itself, so it's not upkept with all the chemicals and whatnot that's used to keep a lawn cemetery looking all schmick.
Yeah, so it's an ecologically natural gravesite, and usually without traditional headstones as well, which is another interesting factor, especially for Tam and I, who love a good headstone. But a lot of green burials, like your sort of purest green burials, won't have a headstone at all. But there are sort of ways around that as well. You know, things like you can have small engraved natural rocks or little plaques on natural rocks, or sometimes people do plaques on trees, although we haven't seen that around here, or clay tablets. There's, various options.
Timber.
Timber. And some people
recycle timber.
Perfectly happy just to have GPS coordinates for their loved ones as well.
Yeah, right. So do you find our traditional cemeteries have the capacity and willingness to have these green burials?
Definitely. Some of them are, like, already on board. Like, in our area, we've got Lilydale, Hillsville, Upper Yarra, and Beanak, and then a bit further out, there's Bunurong. It's out in Dandenong, so it's a bit further away. I feel like I'm forgetting one. Am I forgetting one also?
I believe that's all of them in our area. Yeah,
but they've all got the option for green burials. So there's quite a lot in a sort of small area. And some of them are just beautiful. Like we went down to Bunurong just the other week, and they've got a whole new section that they've set up there. It looks really lovely. And we love Beanak. Like, it's just a beautiful little forest, forested area. Very eclectic headstones. It's a lot of fun to look around. Yeah.
Mm. Really interesting. I only wear good shoes. We were given this advice and I didn't take it. And I got attacked by jumping jacks.
Yep. Australia, mate.
Yeah, very true.
Okay, so quite a few cemeteries are on board. What about funeral parlours? Because I've recently been involved in a couple of funerals very closely, and that option just was never presented.
You go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so what we found when it comes to funeral homes, there's sort of a few different attitudes. So you get the ones who are the trailblazers, who are well on board with green burials and eco-friendly funerals, and they specialise in it. And they're really the ones that have done a lot of the work to get all these up and running and to make shrouded cremation possible as well. And so they'll offer it and they'll do it and they know how to do it.
Yeah.
And then you get the ones that are sort of eco-curious, I suppose you could say, where they don't really get the opportunity to do it, but if a client came to them, a family came to them and wanted to do that, they would do all they could to facilitate it. And they're quite keen to learn and quite keen to do it.
Yeah.
And then you get the ones that are just sort of old school, in terms of the conventional way of doing things, and just don't have an interest in branching out beyond what they know that they can do well. And I think that it's one of those things where people just need to know that they have options.
Yeah.
So those sorts of conventional funeral homes may be perfect for one family, but not for another. And families just need to understand that if a funeral home won't accommodate their wishes, providing they haven't signed anything, they're well within their rights to just have their loved one transported to a different funeral home.
Yeah. Now, there's laws on where people can be buried, and that's why we have burial plots and cemeteries. What happens in Australia? Can you actually be buried in your backyard? Is that legal?
It actually is. It just, there's a lot sort of surrounding it. So it's not easy. Like, you couldn't just be like, you know, I couldn't just die and then my husband could just bury me in a quarter acre block here. It's just not going to happen. but there is, like, if you have over 5 hectares or more, you are able to apply to have a home, like a burial on your property. So you basically, you go to your council. I know Yarra Rangers will do it, but they're just quite difficult.
Yeah.
Then you just have to go through the process. So there's a lot involved, like water testing and soil testing and seeing where you are, like you know, the lay of the land and that kind of stuff. And then there's a lot of permits and whatnot that goes through. So I believe it takes sort of can be anywhere up to about 2 years to sort of get all the process going. So it's something you definitely would want to plan well in advance. But there are people who do home burials, you know, even in the hills and around here. And I know that, you know, in places like South Australia, on Kangaroo Island, nearly everyone's buried on their own properties. Like, it's just common over there.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it just sort of depends. But the short answer is yes. The longer answer was longer.
The longer answer is wait lots of time if you want to do that.
Don't wait. Be prepared.
Don't wait until it gets to the pointy end of things.
So with the green burials and the system you girls are sort of advocating, it's slowly gaining some popularity in Australia. What countries would it be really big in, you know, that they've already got the idea in the mind of the population that it's not strange, it's not some weird little hippie thing, and it's more acceptable? You know, how did they get to that position, and how could we get there in Australia?
Look, I always feel like the examples I give are usually the UK and the US, because both of them have a really big network of hundreds of these conservation burial grounds. So, yeah, areas of land that's dedicated to burials and also conserving that land using that money.
Yeah.
And there's hundreds and hundreds of them, and they've really got a great system happening there. I'm not sure, like, in terms of the percentage of the population that utilises that, I'm not sure, because their populations are quite a lot bigger than ours.
Yeah.
But I think that when it comes to green burial, one of the best ways of getting the message out is for people to have green burials, and then their loved ones come and they see how beautiful it is and how sort of holistic it is, and what a healing experience that can be. And same with home funerals as well, because the home funeral movement is very linked to the green burial movement. And it's all sort of about stripping back all of that stuff that we don't need and bringing it back to families and to nature, which is the way things were done until very recently. You know, the rise of the modern funeral industry has only been sort of in the last 150 years.
Yes.
So, you know, for the rest of human history, we've always cared for our own dead, and we've always, you know, buried them ourselves and without all the hullabaloo that we have now.
That's in shrouds.
Yeah, in shrouds. Shrouds have been used for thousands of years.
Hmm.
So I think that when people witness other people doing this and they realise that that's a legitimate option for them, and that, you know, so many of us are concerned with the environment and would choose these options if we knew that they were available.
Yeah.
And a lot of funeral homes just simply won't offer it because it's just not on the cards for them at the moment. So that's why it's really important for people to know what their options are and seek those options out and advocate for themselves, that if their funeral home says no, then they can go elsewhere.
Yeah.
There are funeral homes who specialise in green burials, and there's several of them that operate in this area. Oh, now I've lost my train of thought, sorry. But I hope that answered the question.
Yeah, well, it seems just on a logical level to me to tick all the boxes. Yeah. It is cheaper. It's there's no real downsides. It's almost identical to what we would consider a normal one, but instead of a pine box 6 feet deep, it's a shroud 3 foot deep. And really, it's what, as you said, it's what humanity has been doing around the world for thousands of years. It's
and
not some
cultures,
newfangled things. Yeah.
Yeah, many cultures still routinely shroud their dead.
Yeah.
And in several different religious groups will still do that as a matter of course. And I think for us, being that we are quite environmentally minded people, and that it was so surprising for us to realise that there were so many issues with conventional burial and cremation.
And cremation.
Yeah, that we just wanted to, when we found out that this was an option, that's why it became so important to us to make sure other people knew that they had the option as well. So I think that, awareness and, going out and having those conversations, like if everyone who listened to this conversation goes out and talks to five of their friends, then, you know, the message gets out and spreads, and that's what's really important to us.
Mm.
Yeah.
You could arrange green burial parties instead of Tupperware parties, you know.
That sounds fun.
We've had a shrouding party before, haven't we?
Yeah, we did. That shrouding party is great fun.
Excellent.
Person, but, yeah.
So apart from her, if someone's just heard about this today here on radio from Tamsin and Alyssa, where could they get more info? What would they have to Google, or where would they have to go?
Well, website has a lot of information on it.
Yeah.
With green burials.
So what's
I
that?
I think another one, that's www.heburials.com.au. And we have a blog on there with just heaps of information about green burials. We even have like a shrouding demo to show what, you know, the shrouds look like and how they can be used. And this, they're dignified and really beautiful looking.
Mm.
Probably, yeah, there is another one, I just can't think of what it's called. There, but if you just Googled like information on green burials, there's one that comes up that has quite a lot of information about green burials as well.
Yeah.
I think the Natural Grace website has quite a bit too.
Yeah, because that's the other thing is that our website on the blog, we talk about some of the funeral providers that we work with, and a lot of them, if you go through to their websites, you can read more about what they offer there as well.
Yeah.
The other one's called Gathered Here. I just remembered. It's got quite a bit of information, not just on green burials, but just funerals in general as well.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. As soon as you started talking about the shrouds and stuff, I thought, maybe families could provide their own and have stuff knitted or applicate or whatever on the shrouds and be very, very, very personalised.
We love that. There was actually a lady who wanted to, she was younger than us, who wanted to buy one from us too, so she could sew something on it every single year.
Yeah.
So that when she was like, she's like, oh, when I die, when I'm 90, I'll have like 70 years of
history,
things
that
had happened to me sewed to my shroud. And we were like, that is amazing. Like, that would just be so cool.
Mm.
So people do get together and decorate shrouds. So it is a thing, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, and it can be like embroidery or leaf printing or, yeah, sewing things on it or just or drawing it
and painting it.
Like, yeah.
Well, I've been to funerals where people write all over the caskets, so, you know, it's sort of already in people's
exactly
minds.
Exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love that. I think that's such a healing thing to do, you know, to create, you know, art and leave words for your loved one. Yeah, it's just...
Very personal.
Yeah, it's a very connected way of doing it rather than, you know, the big lacquered box that's kind of untouchable.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just a more earthy way of doing things.
Yeah, it changes the whole attitude of people at the funeral too, I think.
Yeah.
Instead of being all deathly silent and sitting still, there's a more open attitude to what's going on and more involvement, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, Tamsin and Alyssa. Very interesting stuff. And, yeah,
thank you.
Listeners can get on and Google green burials and go from there. Yeah, I'm aware you have to go to another meeting, so thanks very much for your time.
No worries. Thank you so much.
It's been very, very interesting. Okay. Tamsin and Alyssa there talking with us about green burials alternatives. Okay, this is Yarra Valley FM 99.1.